Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The entire Slacker Show is going to be in Cherry Creek.
Oh, yes. Saturday night, we're going to be at the Cherry Creek Arts Festival from 6 to 8.
Woo. Yeah, taking over the intersection, we'll be at 2nd and Fillmore for a silent disco.
Emphasis on silent.
Silent disco.
Come hang out with us and dance your face off.
Happy 4th of July.
I think I nailed it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's time to wreck people's lives with a little thing we call great.
Help.
Mate. Oh,
help.
Yeah.
Help.
Oh.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's a Slacker Show's great mate donate.
We have two people. What's going on?
They're a lovely couple today. Nice. Emily and Chris are on the phone, and they have a disagreement about their dream home.
Hmm. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Emily won the toss. She gets to go first. Emily?
Yay!
What's your side of this whole thing?
Okay, so of course I'm right. You know, women are always right.
She's not wrong.
And we've moved the numbers around on the show, so majorities can actually, okay. What's going on?
Okay, so we have been saving for quite some time for our dream home. And so we have built up a little nest egg to buy it.
Sweet.
But in the meantime, my mom has been declining in health, and she's going to need to move into a retirement facility. So the house I grew up in is now for sale. She wants to sell it to us at a reduced price. Uh-huh. And
not bad.
So I want to, like, now that's my dream home. I want to raise my kids where I was raised. And, like,
That's lovely.
That is lovely.
Yeah. So I know I've changed my tune because we were looking at a different part of town and we were, you know, really weren't thinking about moving into the house I grew up in. I understand his concerns. However, this has become my dream now. And I think it's even better for us because we'll get a good deal. We don't have to spend everything we've been saving.
How much work does it need, though? Because I'm assuming that it hasn't been
updated.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, that's true. So we can use some of the money to update it. She's kept it up. It's not falling down or anything. But, you know, it's not as modern as we would like.
I'm not 100% sure the women are going to win this one.
I don't know if I see a problem with this. What? I think it's like a beautiful sentiment.
Yes,
it's like full circle, right? It's... If I could raise
for
my
you.
Kids where I was raised, like, that's so rare
for
to
you,
be able to have that experience.
Your husband
had a
was,
dream home.
Yeah, and now you're building a life together that's not going to go backwards. You go forwards.
Wow, Aaron's already against you, and we haven't even heard Chris's side. Chris, you want to jump in here?
Yeah.
I think we know what your side is, but do you want to say it? Like,
yeah, sure. The house is run down, baby. It's not the neighborhood you grew up in. I mean, it's not our plan. It's not what we wanted. And I wanted to move in something completely on the other side of town. And it's not what we've been planning, you know? I'm handy. I'm a man and I'm handy. Mm-hmm. I'm handy with my checkbook.
Okay. I love you for that and all the ways that you are.
But so is it just not even, I mean, is it not even like this? I know the side of town and everything, but is it not even the style? Because like, is it an older house
space?
And you were thinking like modern? Like what was your...
Well, we were thinking new construction and saving enough the money for that. Mm. And then all of a sudden, and I am sincerely sorry that your mother has to go into a nursing home, but you know, it's just not what we were planning, baby. And I know it's your childhood home, but I don't know.
So you can't bear the idea, Emily, of somebody else living there? Or
that's it. Yeah, because once it's sold, like I'll never get to have that as an option again, you know?
I mean,
it means
it's hard,
something
yeah.
to me. I had a really good childhood, and place is important, and I know the neighborhood isn't exactly as great as it was when I was growing up there.
Yeah, which also means the schools aren't going to be as great either.
Do you guys have kids yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. I don't think we've ever decided something quite this large. Like... This is hundreds of thousands of dollars that are on the line here, and you are admitting you've changed your mind. But I do like this. The home I grew up in is still where my mom lives, but I think I'd be okay if someone else lived there. Like that. Does anybody still have their family home?
Is it no? My parents divorced, so
it's all gone, right?
Yeah, it's gone.
My parents still live in the house that I mainly grew up in. Yeah,
would you ever go back? Let's pretend you didn't. Like love Colorado. Would you ever want to go back to that place?
So that's interesting. I get it because she did change her mind, but also because this opportunity that she never considered came up. And so I don't know what I'd say in that situation, especially if it were a deal and it's something I don't, you know.
The deal part does sweeten it, Emily. I mean, it's
like I can see it going, oh, I've never really even thought about that. But now that I am thinking about it, I love it. And I get that.
And then they could put the extra money like, to college or something for their kids that they want to have.
Or it's going to go into all of the repairs that it needs.
Yeah.
To this junk.
But how many repairs are we talking?
Listen, you just moved here. Like, here's my thing. Like, you had a very specific part of town you wanted to move to. And if somebody said, no, you can come up to Commerce City where...
Well, I'm not going to go there. It's very far away.
That's what I'm... Like, he had his heart set on a place.
Yeah.
And deal or no, it's...
Mm-hmm. There's something kind of romantic about it, though. Like, that's what's hanging me up, especially fixing it up kind of together. Like, we could get an HGTV show out of it, maybe. Like, it's like...
Okay,
it
you're
feels...
kind of dreaming big here, but...
Yes.
Well, you know, you also have to take into consideration, Emily, you know, the commute time. You know, it's across town, so that's going to add time to you, you know, getting up and going to work and work commute time. Only right now, you pretty much fall out of bed and go to work.
This is such a typical... argument between men and women that
because women have feelings.
Yes,
no men
because women lead with their heart,
as
and
we
men
should.
Lead with their head. He's being very logical, and she's just like, "That's my childhood home."
Yeah, but maybe like life is about leading with your heart and not being so.
Yeah, Chris.
Sorry, Chris, that wasn't a...
Yeah, no, I think it was more directed at me than you do, but...
sure was.
Hang on tight, you guys. We're going to get you a jury.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's adorable that she has those wonderful feelings towards that home, but if that were me, I want to give those new feelings, those memories to my kids in their own place. I want to do that in a place my husband and I decide on together.
Right.
Like, start new. That chapter's closed. Start new. Start together.
Oh, you were right.
But the deal is the, and I'm shocked Chris isn't, but he's just doing like the commute. There's not the side of town, right. Blah, blah, blah. But like, if I could save, and I'm talking.
Hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
Then it becomes like I can drive an extra 20 minutes for $100,000.
Yeah, but what if it's an extra hour both ways?
I don't know. And if the money's already spent in Chris's head, it's like that right. money is for my dream house and I'll get the house.
But rather that, for the repairs I will have to manually do in this house that I don't necessarily want.
Someone.
All right, you guys pick a side. Do we buy mom's childhood home or do we stick with the plan we made from the beginning? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have a lovely couple, as TAC likes to say. It's Emily and Chris. They've been saving up for their dream house. They're ready to do it. But now she wants to call an audible and move into her childhood home.
Mm. Well, yeah. She wants to buy it from her mom. It's not like they're moving in with her mom.
But that's not...
But it's still a change of plans. That only...
Definitely a change of plans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's... You're going to get a discount.
Huge.
It's now her dream. She doesn't want to see anyone else live in it. And you got to support
selfish.
Your wife.
All right, Emily, Chris, we've lined up a jury. So feel free to jump in with any of them if you like or dislike what they're saying. And let's get started with Diane. Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on his side. And the only reason, I do real estate. So I know that she's really leading with emotion and sentiment, but you also don't want resentment to get into their relationship by him not getting what, you know, he and they once wanted. But remodels can be, you know, a can of worms. Once you peel back the layer, you could find that you have something else wrong. Things aren't great. But honestly, I think starting fresh with what they both wanted, and when she said leading with her heart, well, I can say, how many times did our heart give us really bad advice when we didn't use our logic with it, you know? So I vote
She is betraying the girl code like no woman ever has in the history of mankind.
Following your heart always leads to good things.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does.
It can, but
think about all the breakups that we thought this was the one. This was our love of our life.
Yep.
Things change, and your heart is... It's great to have that, but you have to use your brain and your logic. And an old house can come with a lot of problems.
Here, Chris pokes his head back up.
He says,
thank you, Diane. Appreciate the call. Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
Save up money and everything and get a better house.
Okay.
That sounds like a very smart man. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Here's the thing. I'm going back over what the realtor said, and she's saying he'll be resentful
if
you do what she wants. But what about her being resentful for not doing it?
You make an amazing point.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be resent.
Especially, she's going to know that the house sold to somebody else. Like, she's going to have to...
But you have to just let that house get another happy family.
Okay. I might be flip-flopping on this one. It's the discount that I can't get over.
Yeah.
Like, it's because, Aaron, you've talked about this. You can't afford a house. Yeah. You're never going to be able to get a house.
I will probably never be able to afford a house in Colorado.
Well, I mean, she...
On my own.
But it's like... If somebody said, how about if I give you one for $200,000 off? It's like, oh, well, suddenly it's affordable. Because you're
maybe
still
not
in Colorado.
Sorry. Charisse.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Well, originally, I was definitely on the woman's side. Because I also am a woman. So I'm leading with my heart. But I was really, really, really convinced. I was sentimental. I was like, ooh, get a little discount. Okay, a little fixer up something. But then, as I was waiting for the conversation to kind of go to commercial,
yeah.
I'm not even joking you, and I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but there was a spaz out. And I don't know if it was Aaron's voice or Erica's voice, but somebody just goes, start new. And it just repeated, start new, start new, start new, start new, start new. It just stopped.
Wow.
And I'm like, that is a sign from whatever. That's my own, my own
thing. It's just Aaron.
Aaron is not influential in any other way, shape, or form.
She was the voice of God.
That's amazing.
Indeed.
All right.
Start new. Start new.
Start new. Thank you. Thank you, Sharice.
I like it.
Here's the deal, Emily. We've combed the Tri-County area.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak, is there a human being on planet Earth?
No, it was a skunking. Everyone says...
There were a couple texters, I will say.
Really?
On our side, okay. Yeah.
But...
Does no one have a soul?
Well, in this room.
Well, I think the real estate agent had a point, you know, about it being emotional. And the last thing I need is more. I don't need our marriage taking a strain because of, you know, money and a house. It's just not worth that, I don't think. And the discount,
it's not worth it.
I get it. It's money, man. Money never is. Money solves a lot of problems, but also creates a lot of problems too. So,
all right.
Okay.
Well, congrats. You're getting the house you want, and your wife is going to cry in it every single day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Real quick, let's do a little roll call around the room. We've got a new person in the room. Erica.
Hello.
Okay. Aaron.
Oh, boy. I'm still processing what Erica did. I'm sorry.
And T-Hack, one last time.
Present.
Okay. The reason I said one last time is you're about to go back out on the dog ledge.
Oh, what? What now?
Eric has got the puzzled look. So yeah. Like a dog hearing something high, you wouldn't know what that is because you don't love your dogs, Tiak. He is the lead. Okay. Off air just now, Erica asked you, do you have a dog?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you answer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No emotion in his face.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or his tone was like,
Yeah, it was almost like you weren't sure.
They're around.
Oh, boy.
They're somewhere.
They're more like roommates.
Not a part of the family. Yeah.
And you also alluded to the fact that they're old and you're sort of...
Are you waiting
upon their death?
He 100% is.
Yeah.
He won't. He probably doesn't have what it takes to say it out loud right now, but you're waiting.
Well, I mean, they're very, very old, yeah. I mean, Chihuahuas live a long time. So we'll see. I have two of them, but it's coming. Yeah. So I'm more in the stage where I am dreading. I am not waiting for it. I am dreading because my kids, I'll have to go through losing a pet with my children. And I've never lost a pet either. I've never had, these are the only pets I've ever had. So
has everybody in the room lost a pet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's awful.
Have you lost your own pet?
No.
Oof.
Have you?
Well, we've had like so many foster dogs, so many like.
Yeah, if your dog is missing, just go by Erin's house. She probably has it.
She's renamed it.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a post on Reddit that's kind of going viral where this woman was completely freaked out that one of her in-laws let the dog lick the plate when they were done eating and then put it in the dishwasher. She was like, why would you let your dog? And I, off air once again, wanted to do a quick test. I already knew the answer because of who you are, Tiak. But let's take another roll call. Erica?
I'll speak normally this time.
Can the dogs lick the plate?
Well, he doesn't get any human food because he's a baby and I'm worried about everything with him.
Oh my God,
so no.
You are that person.
No, I'm an insane dog mom. He's only 5 months.
The dog can eat human food.
No, but you also don't want him to because that's annoying. You don't want a begging dog.
Yeah, but if you don't feed it to him while you're eating, if you just take your plate over to where their food is.
Oh no, he's gonna know that was our food. They have very good smell.
I know, but it's, oh my God, are you being serious? Now I don't like, there's two people in the room I don't like.
Because I love my dog too much?
No, because that's, if you're gonna, will you eventually?
Probably not, but wait, here's the deal. So, non-committal noises. The licking of the plate is fine.
Okay.
Because it's going to get washed.
in the dishwasher.
Right.
Where things are 3,000 degrees.
Right. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't have a germ thing. You wouldn't eat off it right
then.
No,
the dog like licks his butt and then licks my face. Like,
okay, that was more than we needed.
Yeah. It's true.
It is true. But I don't let my dog go straight.
Yeah, from one to the other.
It's not easy to be, but.
I let him run around. I'm like, I
get some water.
You've been lonely. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I like you again a little bit. That was... Aaron, can the dog lick the plate?
I'm fine with it. I don't like it, but
why don't
it's fine.
You like it?
Well, mainly because Jasper, he does it when I'm loading the dishwasher. He'll like sneak around and like start licking, and I'm still.
So you don't rinse the plates first?
I do a little bit, but he's still.
Stop. Erica is just like, yes, you rinse your plates a little bit.
No, you rinse them, but like there's still stuff on them.
Not if you rinsed it good.
Why are you cleaning
it? Or like
it
our dishwasher is really great, and so you don't need to.
How often do you clean and take out the weird little thing in your dishwasher? There it is. Your dishwasher is disgusting. If you leave food on your plates and then you don't clean the weird little trap thing, there is so much like.
I'll do that tonight. I'll send you a picture of what it looks like.
No one wants to see that picture. Do you know you can do the same thing to your washing or to your washer?
Yeah, there's like a secret thing.
Oh my God, Erica, your appliances are disgusting.
Wait. I've not lived anywhere very long, so no, they're not.
Okay, don't unpack here either. I'm just kidding, you're here. Tiak, we finally got to the one who's going to ruin the streak. Okay. I am fine with my dogs just clean the plate. It's almost clean enough to put away, but I'll still run a load. But it saves me the rinse in the sink.
Oh.
Okay.
Hack, will you let your dogs, you're aging... near death, clinging to life, just wanting one satisfying morsel before they go to the Rainbow Bridge. Will you let them eat off your plate?
No. No, they're dogs. It's a human plate. I wouldn't let the raccoon outside eat off the plate either.
I love that dog haters have stupid analogies like that. Of course you wouldn't let the raccoon.
Right, because that's an animal.
It's a wild animal.
Yeah, this is not a wild animal. These two dogs have loved you their whole
life. What is the difference between when it comes to licking a plate? What is the difference between it being wild or being living in your house? It's still just
an
animal.
Erica just had a stroke.
Yeah, because one lives in your house.
Thank you.
Okay.
And one lives in the wild where they eat
and we feed
other
them.
Dogs.
We feed the dog food. That's what they like. If they liked other food, they'd make the dog food different. Would they not?
They do. There are companies like The Farmer's Dog that make like people food for dogs.
Okay.
And guess what? Your algorithm will now show you Farmer's Dog every single day you go on social media. No, but you like.
No, I agree because I think it sets a bad precedent because then they're wanting the human food more. So I
am with him on that.
Yeah, you're a dog. You eat the dog food. That's fine. We all have our place in this house.
Oof. But at the end of their life, don't
just
you
like
think?
You don't sleep in the bed with me, you sleep in your bed.
Right.
Oh no.
Wait, you don't let your
dog
sleep in your bed?
Over Erica?
He peed on my bed the other day. No, he doesn't get to sleep on the bed.
All right, send your angry text to 303-222-5423. She spells it Erica, like former on
with
the Slacker Show, Erica.
No,
it's with a C.
Yeah, it's with a C.
And the former TAC with a C and a K.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got to go to a wedding. My kind of sister-in-law got married. It was great. It was beautiful.
Where was that?
San Diego. Oh. Because they went to school there. It was really cute. That's how they met. Oh. Real nice bringing everyone together.
Okay.
And I am a big crier. We all know this. I'm not afraid to admit it. Okay.
Get the tissues.
Are you going to cry now?
No.
Okay.
It's never a firm no with Aaron. She's
Erica,
flexible.
You don't know this. You haven't been around Aaron enough.
Right.
But there are times where, because I just like a wah, wah, and I spew stuff, and then I look at her, and you can just see it, like the little, don't.
And nothing's happening right now.
But I know, but no, like little pools start in the bottom, yeah. And like sometimes I've just got the bat out, and I'm hitting the little baby seal, and I don't realize that I'm hitting the baby seal.
Like you're being mean to her?
No, it's just like you don't realize you're hitting a hot button.
Right, okay.
Like
I get it,
right? Or just like before my dad died, I'd be like, "Oh, my dad, this, that, my dad, that," and then she would just like sit there quietly with the little pools and go, "Like my dad's been dead since I was."
Right. I would say, like, I remember one specifically because you were upset. You were in an argument with him. I was like, "I wish I could have an argument with my dad."
It's just,
but I also love dark jokes like that.
It's why I just avoid talking to Aaron.
But okay, this is my point. So I'm a big crier. The last wedding that I went to before this one, I was a plus one. I didn't know the bride, didn't know the groom.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna cry at that.
I was bawling so hard before the bride even walked down, I had to put on sunglasses.
Wait, why would you cry for people you don't
know? I don't know.
Had you met them?
Like once or twice before.
Okay.
So I was expecting to be a complete mess at this one. This was my sister. I didn't shed a single tear.
What?
The Slacker Show. Slacker specifically has ruined me.
Nope.
Yeah.
You did that.
Him specifically. So Erica, brace yourself. I used to be happy.
Oh no. Wait. I don't know if you crying about actually means you used to be happy.
Yeah. How? I do get emotional at weddings though.
I do too. Yeah.
I love love.
He loves it so much that he gets divorces constantly. This is what I mean.
What just happened?
I literally did not shed a single tear at the ceremony, and it was beautiful. The bride was stunning. Like the whole chapel was gorgeous.
The second you saw her the first time, nothing.
Nothing. Looking at the groom and his first look, nothing.
That's the one that gets me for sure. Yeah. I will never.
Mm-hmm. He was shaking, and I saw him say, "Oh my God."
When I stood up, like my second one was just at the house. No, it was just at the house and we picked out the dress together and wow, I knew. But like, my first wife, I didn't know what she was going to wear.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. And then when she stood there, it was like that, the ugly, like the,
yeah,
like it hit me like, and it was like, oh my, like I did the same thing. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm just up there just.
So you didn't cry for your second wife?
No, because we were just in my house.
isn't she the mother of your children?
Yes, but it's
yes.
You don't cry on second wedding. Let me just fill you
what
in, Erica.
At the third?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
I can go there if I want. The second one is less.
No, my sister just got married for the second time.
It's
all of us sobbing.
Because even you hated the first guy?
We didn't hate him.
Then why did you cry for the second one?
We liked him more.
Okay. Wow. Did they do the whole thing again?
The whole thing.
Wow.
That's his first wedding, her second.
Yeah, but it's just pretentious. You've already had one. We don't have to.
Only one of them had one.
I know.
Exactly.
Did you buy her a present?
For sure.
No. I'm sorry. You just don't. It's like your second kid. You can't have a baby shower for your second kid.
You can have a sprinkle.
No, you can't.
Yes, you
oh
can.
Oh my God,
can make up
new words that dry like baby
you
moon.
You love Wayne's Creek.
You're a boy. You don't have the baby. You don't get to say.
You don't even shower.
Okay, explain to me in small words, Aaron, how I could have made you not love life.
I wear black all the time now.
Oh, jeez. Mm.
As currently evidenced. Yeah.
So that's my fault.
Yeah.
So I've influenced you into becoming an unhappy, non-cry.
I wouldn't say that I'm not happy, but I'm just tougher,
if you could
harder.
Get up onto the roof right now, would you?
Yes.
And would you fling yourself off of it?
Oh my God.
She talks
guys.
About it every
yeah. In a joking right. way.
Serious.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We're now going to talk about, hey, this is, I just want to say this, 100%, sometimes weird topics come up on the show, mm-hmm. and I don't want you to think that the two boys in the room always make it, oh, let's do poop topic today, let's talk about poop.
Well, Aaron, have you tried to talk about poop recently?
Not recently, because the last time that was a topic, I was not here. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, today's topic is Aaron's idea.
It is.
What is it, Aaron?
Barf.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Erica.
Because I said, let's go all the way.
I digress.
All right. So we're doing, you want to hear people's barf stories. And it, yeah. Is it because you have a...
I've been holding on to a story since the first time we met Erica, which was...
Hold up. This is an Erica story?
It is.
Wait. I don't think I barfed.
Well, I mean,
she didn't smell that bad.
No. She came into town and like a little behind the scenes, we did some like practice breaks, whatever. We went and got dinner at Ocean Prime.
Yeah.
Dinner? Did we eat?
We ate a lot.
Yeah. We did?
And we ate
so
a lot
much.
Of different
oh,
things.
Oh, that's right. There was like a record label guy there that we tried to get to pay for it.
Yeah. He didn't. That's
we
did. Okay.
We, like I went hog well, wild. We got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. They brought out like separate gluten-free bread for me. We had tuna tartare or beef
deviled
tartare.
Eggs. Oh my God, we had deviled eggs.
So many deviled eggs.
Like,
I think
they
I
misunderstood and they
them.
Brought like three orders of deviled eggs.
Yes.
We had like four dozen
deviled eggs. We had the
like,
tater tots. We all had drinks. Like it was so much.
If this has to do with all those things being mixed in one of our stomachs, I don't want the rest of the story.
I had to unbutton my pants on the drive home and I am driving and I'm like, I don't feel too good. And so I'm just like cruising I'm like, I need to call someone. I need a distraction because I'm going to throw up.
No.
So I call this dude that I'm seeing and I'm just like, he thought it was really cute. He just thought I wanted to chat with him. I'm like, please.
You're
just
trying to get talked down off
yes,
the ledge.
Yeah. And it's just getting worse and worse. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to throw up. I'm on Hampton. And I go to puke out my window.
No, you don't.
My window's rolled up.
Aaron!
Oh, no.
And so it goes all over my window, in the cracks of it, in my vents, on my steering wheel, on my dashboard, on my clothes.
Shoot. It's such a so surprising much. Moment, too. Because
yes.
You're like, I am getting this away from me, and it's not going
Why
anywhere.
Why did you roll down the window?
I don't know. And so I like hang up on the guy because I'm like, I don't want him to hear me puking.
It's splattering
so everywhere.
And you can't.
You
it's
can't do
it's
anything.
Much like a
projectile?
Katana.
Yeah.
And it's when it's coming, like you can't
you
like
can't stop it.
There's no Kegel muscle to stop vomit.
Well.
Well, your brain. You can't stop. No, you can't.
Yeah. Like, once it's up, it was so much that like I couldn't swallow it back down.
And it was all double day.
This was months ago that Erica came to town, like 6 months ago.
And if you look at my car window, there are still lines every time I roll down the window because I think there's still in the door.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I hate to tell you.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Lovely service of Ocean Prime. We had a great time.
Oh, my God. I love Ocean Prime, and it was not their fault.
It wasn't at all. No, I was just so gluttonous.
Can I just say, barfing deviled eggs would be one of the worst things because theirs are like 4 inches tall because they like fluff
up. Yes. Yeah. That was the problem.
There was
too many deviled eggs.
Yeah.
You guys would have stuck to the bread like I did. Yeah. You wouldn't be in this spot.
All right. So here's the deal. If you have a barf story, this is where we want you to call in. We can disguise you. We have VD. Mm-hmm. If you have a barf story, call and tell yours. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Erica?
Yeah.
Do you have a vomit
There's
story?
There's no scenario where anyone tops what Erin just told us. I have a barf story.
Okay, well, let's go.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm part Jewish. And this is where we begin.
I don't know how that relates in any way, shape, or form.
We're going to get there in a second. Okay. So one night in high school, I believe what happened was that my parents were out of town. They were split up. So I was like on my own. I decided to make matzo ball soup. But then the problem is I then proceeded to go out with my friends because like mom and dad were gone, right? Uh-huh. I am in my best friend's car. She was sober. She was driving me home. And I look at her and I say, I'm going to throw up matzo ball soup right now. And we pulled over on the side of the road and matzo balls came out.
Ew.
You could still see them.
They're already soggy. You know?
Yeah, made to throw up.
They're almost like bouncy balls, just like down and back up.
Yeah, but softer to make it an easy experience.
Did she hold your hair? Did she do the friendship thing?
She was like laughing so hard. She was driving like her brother's truck, and I'm just in the corner of it, just out on the road.
You were able to get it outside the vehicle.
I did, and that's why I'm so horrified.
Yeah,
lucky you.
Vomit lines on your window to this day.
Okay. All right. Hack, if you have a story, we'll have to get to it in a moment.
Okay. No, I have stories.
Was yours alcohol related, Erica?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was 17.
So it was matzah and like peach schnapps or something?
Matzah and probably remember the like UV blue?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, it would have been raspberry Smirnoff. That's what we drank. Yep. Ew.
All right. If you got a good... I won't make it through many. So,
that sound effect, the end. Is
you know what that sound is?
It's so chunky.
It's the splatter against a window is what it is. You can hear it like going, whap, 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 whap.
It's the eggs.
All right, if you've got a barf story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's some problems in the studio. Erin, you all right?
Yeah, my chair got stuck.
You gonna barf or are you
no,
good?
No, I'm good.
All right. We're looking for your barf stories, and there's a class action lawsuit forming for Erin's story.
Someone texted in a really gross one. They said, I remember chasing vodka with milk. And then I remember.
What?
And then I remember later puking in the gutter. Never use milk as a chaser.
Who would?
I don't know.
They deserved that.
What?
They deserved that.
What? What? Okay. Okay. Jason?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Barf, what you got?
Okay, so in college, some friends came down to visit me. And I had eaten George Foreman chicken breast and a bunch of spaghetti. We get back from being out at the bars, and I projectile vomit all over my apartment, like all over the place, all the way to the bathroom. Totally disgusting.
Pasta chicken. What sauce? What sauce was on the pasta? Was it like Alfredo?
Red sauce.
Huh?
It was college, so it was just straight out of the jar.
Jarred sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go immediately to bed, wake up the next morning, just like there's no way I've got to deal with this. And my apartment is spotless. It's all clean. My friend woke up in the morning and assumed that it was him. And
yes!
Cleaned the whole thing up.
Oh, that's the best.
He tweeted it. It was the best.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a mess last night.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Sonia.
Yay.
Barf.
I went to a party and I got pretty wasted and I was barfing. And as I was barfing, this guy I had a crush on from high school was hitting on me.
Okay. While you're barfing?
Weird on his part.
Barf.
Have you? Yeah, never mind. It's just that it sounds bad, but like sometimes.
Are you going to say that you have a barfing fetish?
Because sometimes you've been drinking together and you're both really tipsy and you're just like, I was really thinking about making out with you. And like when you're done barfing.
No.
No, that's gross. It's not the first time I got hit on while vomiting.
You must be hot.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you sound hot enough to... I have made out with somebody right after they barfed.
Ugh.
I mean, I got him a toothbrush.
Sure.
Joey.
Yay.
Barf.
So it wasn't me that barfed, It was me that had to clean it up. I was working security at a restaurant downtown, and somebody was using the ladies' restroom. A lady was using the ladies' restroom and was doing restroom stuff, but had been really drunk and was putting on her makeup and dropped her compact in the toilet just before turning around and throwing up. So unfortunately, we had to empty the toilet of multiple different types of body fluids.
Oh, no.
In order to get the compact out of the exhale.
Why?
In order to clean it out.
Well, it can't flush.
Yeah.
She's not going to use it, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I was over here going, buy a new compact for this woman.
Yeah.
No, they would clog the toilet.
Yeah, but can't you just put something else down in there?
Do you know what a compact is?
It's like, yeah, but can't, like a claw?
It's plastic. You know,
a claw,
maybe.
So what'd you use to get everything out? I don't know. I don't think I've... Never mind.
No.
I don't think I want to know. Never mind. Michelle.
Yes.
Barf.
Yeah. So I was underage drinking with friends of mine. We were at a party and I was the DD. So we left the party. My best friend, I was driving her car. She got shmammered on apple puckers. And like Aaron, she got really car sick on our drive home and she tried to vomit out the window, completely missed. Got it all.
There's sometimes you just don't think about rolling down the window.
I don't think she had the time to think about it and process it, to be honest.
It should be if you're barf mode.
The window should be down
for the air. You should be like a Dalmatian, like you should be taking on air and being prepared for, like, especially if you've had apple pucker. Which is
apple pucker?
It's like a schnapp. It's like a green. It's like,
yeah, you like add it to stuff, don't you?
Yeah, like, or you can just make a straight up vodka apple.
Shooting it straight. Ugh. Yeah, whew. It was disgusting. So now the smell of it makes me want to barf till this day, and it's been like 20 plus years.
Because you're never gonna get that smell out of your car. It's like rancid apple pucker barf smell.
My favorite part is how she said, like Aaron. Like, imagine now Aaron's claim
to fame.
It's
a common thing, I swear.
Trying to throw up in my car, you know, like Aaron.
Autumn.
Yay.
Barf.
Yay. Yeah, so I went to a bar and met some guy there, and we just started taking a couple of shots together, and then we proceeded to decide to go to another bar, and on the way there, we decided to smoke a little marijuana.
Oh, yeah, don't mix.
Yeah, I found that out real quick. We got there, and I remember sitting at the bar and putting my head down, and he got up, changed the music, and I proceeded to just vomit all over the top of the bar.
Oh, wow. No.
His music choice was sad.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever see him again?
She's gone. She's probably barfing.
We'll never know.
Celine?
Hello?
Hi, barf.
Yes. So, hi. This was a couple years ago now, but I'm pretty sure I had like cooked myself like a tikka masala lunch or something like that. Uh-huh. And I don't know what went wrong, but I was like on a dating app, and one of the most attractive, like, he was a model. He's from LA. Like, it was.
No.
And I am like, oh my God. This is happening. I'm going to vomit. I'm going to vomit all over this man.
On the hot guy? Don't vomit on the hot guy.
Thank God I don't. I'm like, I literally say, excuse me, sorry, I gotta go vomit. And so I go to my bathroom and I vomit and I come back and it's like the walk of shame with my tail in between my legs.
Hey, baby.
Let's pick up where we left off.
Slackerwood.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Other people's problems. It's where one of us brings a problem in and we all kick it around. And
nope, that's not.
I thought that's.
Yep, it is.
I was thinking
other
we
people.
Could tweak it a little.
No, but it's.
Our problems.
Our people's problems.
Yeah.
T-Hack's got a problem.
I've got a problem and I don't know what to do.
Can I just stop you real quick?
Mm-hmm.
You already have a thing where he's already got teed off with T-Hack where it's like he comes in and like.
He's already got the lists.
Yeah, he's got lists. He's got
controversial rankings.
They're controversial rankings.
Yeah. But then teed off, he's pissed off. He doesn't seem pissed off today.
Oh, so this is just a different kind of problem? So
I'm not mad. I'm happy.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay, so you need the spotlight on you for something else today.
No, I genuinely need. Why can't I just need my friend's help?
Show. Chill.
Wow, it just feels like all y'all just lie in wait to just jump on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, new girl, relax.
No.
All right.
Yeah, go.
So we put up a basketball hoop. I've talked about it before. We've been enjoying the basketball hoop. Now we are clearly the basketball hoop family in our neighborhood.
Cute.
And I was returning home the other day and there was a blue and white basketball like on the base of the basketball hoop. That is not our ball. I've never seen this ball before, ever. And I've thought, oh, maybe one of the neighbor kids came over and played. Maybe, I don't know. So I get
that little spot behind the hoop
mm-hmm.
is like a storage spot for basketballs.
Like officially?
Yeah, so there's a little V and then there's like a little thing. So you could actually stack some balls up in there. Mm. It's like a great place. But that is reserved for the owners of the thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, but so I'm just like, oh, a ball? That's weird. So I asked my wife, I'm like, hey, were there kids playing on the hoop or something? Which is cool. Like, I kind of want that to happen.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. There is a ball just put there. Okay. So I think what happened is somebody in the neighborhood found this ball somewhere and went, oh, it belongs to the basketball family.
Oh, no.
And so now it's just in our front yard. And I'm terrified to touch it or move it. Or my son really wants to play with it. But I don't want...
Terrified because, feels like a stretch.
But think about it. Somebody lost their ball, and then they're going to be driving by and seeing me just shooting with it, playing with it, and they're like, I stole my ball. Like, I can't be associated with the ball.
Okay.
Because they'll think I took it, but I don't know where to put it. I don't know where it came from.
Why can't you put it in the little V thingy and just leave it there? The owner can claim it.
Yeah, but then it's just tempting to his son every moment of every day. Mm. We need to get this ball mm-hmm. out of there.
Well, and I don't know. You know? I want the rightful owner to feel empowered to come and grab it out of my hoop, but I'm afraid that they're like, oh, God.
Using so many, words.
But they're going to think I took the ball, and now I'm taunting them with it. I'm like, it's mine. Like, I'm putting it out in my hoop now.
The only option you're leaving on the table is to create, lost dog posters for this ball.
Okay.
That's how serious you feel about
this.
Thank
you. That is a great idea.
I think that is your only option. Yeah.
Would you ever put a sign on the basketball hoop that's like, go ahead and play? Or I don't know how to phrase it.
Or did you lose your ball?
Yeah, it can't be free because they might think the hoop is free. So I don't want them to take the hoop.
Yeah, what do you do?
And my idea, I told my mom, I just want to take it to the park. I just want to leave the ball at the park wipe my hands of it.
Stealing it even more.
Yeah, you're, no, that's not.
But how do I find the rightful owner other than going door to door and going, is this your ball? And then I'll still never know. They could just lie. What do I do? How do I get rid of this ball without seeming I stole it?
I have to say. This show's been on a really long time, and we have talked about some of the most mundane things.
This might be the dumbest OPP.
We have hit.
The dumbest OPP we've ever had.
Then solve it. Just go ahead and solve it, then. It's so dumb. I love to hear it. Solve the dilemma.
That you're dumb. Okay, I am a little bit.
Yeah.
You're the most... pent up person I've ever met in my life.
What is pent up?
No, it's not pent up.
No, because he overthinks everything. It's like, what if I touch it and they see me touching it? What if I just kick it up the street, but I kick it west when it should be east? What if I, you're seven steps ahead of everything. And then, in my opinion, if the ball were valuable to somebody, that kid would just be out front of his house kicking rocks right now. Like, he'd be this, you just drive through your hood one time and there's a kid standing in front of a basketball hoop.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Was the ball new?
No. No,
okay,
it's
so
very
it was not
worn.
A gift.
It's a broken
it was not
in
like
ball.
Someone played with your hoop. It was oh, like, no. I'm going to gift this
oh,
to them.
That's, no, that's actually, a good question. Good theory, yeah. Though. No.
But it could be maybe somebody upgraded their ball and like, went, let's give it to that ratchet family up yeah. there who just got a new hoop.
I like that, actually, because then I'm worrying for nothing. And I could just kick it down the street. And or it could be someone else's
it.
Problem.
Just keep it and let your son play with it.
If you live in the Parker neighborhood and you're missing a ball, please help T-Hat.
We'll have signs up shortly.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is the time of year where we need to, we're not doing this so much as a public service, but more of a ha-ha.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I don't like fireworks.
Well, who is surprised?
Wait, I like them in the sky. I don't like them when they're coming up.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem with everything that happens from this moment forward. We want to talk about your firework follies is what we call it. Like the time you were involved in some sort of incident involving fireworks.
Yeah.
The closest, one of the times I was the closest I've ever been to a fireworks display. I can't remember what county I was in. It might've been Boulder County. Like I went to the fairgrounds and that's where they shot off everything. And like my whole life, we just sat on like a golf course and watched fireworks.
So you were close at that time to where they were actually shooting them off.
Yes. Mm. And like when you're in the stadium where they shoot them off from, there is more rhyme to the reason, right? Like when you're there, sometimes they're playing. When you're just out on the golf course, you're just seeing things come up. You don't realize it's choreographed.
Totally.
And like they have an American flag on fire. Not what you think, but like. Fire, blue fire, white fire, red fire, and it's look at that, like sparklers, and you're like, oh, cool, and then they're shooting off red, white, and blue around it, like there's more to the thing. Oh. Anyway, I was there, and you could see like the little area where they're shooting them from, and a guy, I don't know why I was looking over at it, but he tripped, and knocked one of the things over.
And it shot?
It shot horizontally as opposed to vertically. So then it is a full-blown scatter drill.
Oh, no.
But when that's happening, it's blowing up, which sets off the rest of the fireworks.
God.
It was the year of the great firework failure in Longmont.
Oh.
And it was just like, that thing goes, you're seeing everybody running, and then it's just...
Did anyone die?
Nobody died. It was
for the best.
It was madness. There was a tiny little fire.
You don't say.
No, well, I mean, it's just, that has to happen.
This is a long finale.
The finale, like the best finale you've ever seen does not come anywhere close to what happens when all the fireworks for the next 20 minutes are shot off at the same time.
And that worker's arguing. He's like, look, what's the job? Light them all off, right? Eventually.
Right.
I did it.
I lit them.
Where was... Oh, yeah. It was in San Diego. I can't remember how many years ago when they set off 7,000 fireworks at once on accident.
Are you kidding me?
They have a massive... I lived there previously. They have a massive 4th of July fireworks show.
And it just went off.
It went... Oops. Yes. And so everyone was like, I guess we go home now.
I mean, it had to look... No, it's probably stupid.
Crazy.
Because there's...
It was 2012.
At that point, it probably looked bad.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, too much.
Because the heart, you can't see it. Because you know how that one comes out. Like the heart.
Running away.
You don't see a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's
just a massive
light.
It just
looks like
boom, 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 boom.
An explode. It looks like we are being...
I saw that, but on a Longmont scale. I bet the San Diego one was incredible.
I can imagine also if it was horizontal that it wasn't great.
Like the first one was horizontal.
Right.
And you're just like, it explodes on the ground, but it's like one of those trailers, so it's like exploding on its way up, and that's what lit everything else off.
No.
And then we're just in. So we want stories like that, but then we also want, I think we're going to mostly get personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you drove up to Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
got a bunch of stuff. Like my neighborhood, there's like competitions. If you know the Christmas light families,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
the same happens with like, I drove clear to South Dakota and like we have M80s, which is like a quarter of a stick of dynamite.
So it's not illegal to have them here.
Oh, it 100%
is. No, it is.
Perfect.
But they sell them. It's confusing. Like there are
for like sparklers.
But what they're selling are the little ones here.
But they've got. I'm not trying to rat anybody, but they've got some stuff.
But they
I don't know what the law letter of the law is.
I don't think it can leave the ground.
Correct.
Like the spinny things are fine. Mm, sparklers are fine.
Sparklers.
I'm just. No more talking for me then. There's some tents.
There's the fountain ones. Like those I think are acceptable. But it cannot go off of the ground.
Because there used to be the spinny ones that then wouldn't go up in the air.
Okay.
I'm not sure I find the fun in, is it going to blow me up?
Yes. No, because you're a girl for one.
Yeah.
But like, here's what I expect to be on the phone. Women... whose men have less than 10 fingers.
That's what it's going to be. Yeah. It's like Sydney Sweeney movie.
What is
Anyone But You. There's a firework folly in it.
Really?
Yes.
Is that the one with the cute boy from Top Gun?
Sure is, Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Mm. We're going to count down from 9.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm lying to you. It is Holiday with Emma Roberts.
Okay, sorry. Never mind. But here's the thing that I remember. People want to grab a firework and throw it.
Right.
No.
That's what mm-hmm. people do, and they don't.
And they have 9 fingers.
If you hold it too long, you have.
It's really the name of the game is timing of when to let that thing go. Don't be holding.
All right. Well, hopefully you have a story where somebody blew something off their body. We want to hear your firework follies. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My old neighbor was wheelchair bound because he blew up fireworks in his basement and lost his legs, and his nickname was Smokey.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Aaron said, "You want firework folly?"
Hold my beer.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Smokey. I'm sorry. It was Sparky.
Sparky.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we used to call him.
But who So, no offense to your neighbor. Who's thinking a basement's a good place for this?
Or was it?
I think he was a kid. Yeah.
I remember in high school, there was one of the girls' houses that we would all hang out because she had a basement, but the basement had a door so you could come and go without going through the house. Mm-hmm. So that's like where you want to hang out as a teenager.
Yeah.
So I remember we were all like watching a movie or something and we heard a big boom and we looked and the door to go outside was like swinging really fast because she had a bathroom down there and somebody had thrown a firecracker in the toilet.
What?
And the toilet was
gone.
Gone.
Why would they do that? Her parents said, no more kids here ever.
They did. Yeah, it was the end of that run. Yeah, and I know who did it, but...
Did they get in trouble? Did the parents ever find out who did it?
Was it you?
Is it someone I know? Is it
you? Hey, snitches get stitches. Yeah,
I've been doing this for 25 years. I can do it 10 more minutes.
You're keeping this one to the grave, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I bet his wife knows.
No, he hasn't told her.
Yeah, this was pre-wife days.
Yeah. What was the video you guys made me watch last year?
Oh, put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah, that's a firework volley, right?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Does he get blown up, though?
No.
Thank goodness.
He's okay.
Was that the one with the minivan, or that's a different one?
No, the minivan's that's a different one.
The minivan you're going to have to watch this video.
I'll look it up.
They're like blowing fireworks up on their front lawn. With a baby on a blanket, adjacent
love
to the whole situation.
Love that for everyone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of their fireworks are in the back of a minivan. And then one of the fireworks somehow, very much Longmont style, like goes into the minivan, and now it's chaos. The van is on fire, everything's blowing up, and then somebody just runs by and like... picks up the baby like it's a football.
Would this have been in Nebraska?
Could have been.
Okay, I'll try this video.
It's the greatest spectacle. It's San Diego blow up.
If we find it, I'll go ahead and link it on our Instagram story so anyone like me who hasn't seen it. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so if you've blown some crap up, we want to hear your firework folly story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about firework follies, mm-hmm. the weird things that have gone on with you. Erica has now seen the minivan video.
Oh my gosh. At first it goes and you're like, huh. And then it goes. And I'll put the link on our Instagram stories for sure.
It's a lot.
Uh-huh.
Everyone gets out alive.
Yeah, everyone's okay.
Mike?
Yai.
Yai. Firework folly. What happened to you?
It wasn't me. It was a guy I played lacrosse with in high school, but him and his buddies had a Roman candle war on the west side of Table Mountain and started the Table Mountain fire.
Oh, God.
Stop. Is that a big fire?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like millions of dollars in damage. He's in debt the rest of his life.
No wonder you said you weren't involved.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Really, are you serious? That's what started that fire?
Yeah.
Did they get busted?
Oh, yeah, he got caught. It was him and two of his friends. I don't know the other guys. I only knew him, but they all three got in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
wow. Because you said he owes millions of dollars? Like, I didn't know that was...
I think it was like... He said it was like $1.5 million, but he's definitely in debt the rest of his life.
Oh, my gosh.
This got super unfun really fast.
Well, what did I say about playing with fireworks? Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Do we keep going?
I don't know.
We have to recover.
Erica wants to gloat, so I think so.
Krista?
Yay.
Yay.
Firework follies. What happened to you?
So this is a Firework Nebraska story. Mm-hmm. We spent the summer at the lakes, and we put an M80 in a frog's mouth.
Oh!
Why?
No!
How did you even get the frog's mouth open?
You just shove it in there.
My cousin kind of held him down, and we kind of buried him on sand.
Okay.
I was hoping it would get better. It got worse. Now there's animal abuse.
But you know what? No, the frog was already dead. It's fine.
He was already
I guess dead. That is better.
Yeah, weirdly. I feel good now.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Because if the frog was just like, what the hell? Like, okay.
I came here to vacation.
Nebraska. It's a family vacation.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So was it what we think it was?
Was it?
Yeah.
What you hoped for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool.
Okay.
It was also 30 years ago, though.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being vulnerable, thanks. Krista. Warts and all.
Thanks.
Okay. Are you done? Okay. Tracy?
Yay!
Firework Follies, what do you got?
So this actually happened when I was a teenager, but this story is like embedded in my core memory.
Okay.
My Uncle Pinky, we used to go vacation every year. 4th of July was my family's vacation at a timeshare in Nag's Head, North Carolina. And my Uncle Pinky one day had a little bit too many brews on 4th of July.
That's how they start.
That's
exactly
Uncle Pinky.
How it starts. Oh, my goodness. And he lit the fireworks. Now, mind you, if you've ever been to Nag's Head and Duck Nag's Head, they have all these signs of no, like, beach fires and all of these things.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, it's secluded, so the beach house, you know, it walked right up to the pier. You have the little brush, and he sets off fireworks, and the fireworks go into the brush.
Oh.
And it sets a fire 1 mile out.
No. 1 mile?
1 mile out, and the fire department had to come, and the sheriff came, and he got a $10,000 fine. And my aunt was.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my God.
I will never forget this story. I am 39 years old, and I promise you, this is in my. I can still
scarring.
See the looks on everybody's faces.
Because once, once the blaze is going, plus you're hammered. Like, there's no stopping it.
It's not what it was. Listen, but I remember being a kid, and we were like, yeah, this is cool. And we're looking at the adult face, and they're like, oh,
Uncle
no.
Uncle Panky.
Wasn't so cool.
Lovely. Evan, Firework Follies, what do you got?
So, one Thanksgiving, or 4th of July, sorry. We were over at my grandma's house, and we were shooting off bottle rockets.
I'm sorry, where did you say you were?
At my grandma's.
Okay. Okay. I just couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were shooting off bottle rockets, and one of them went into the shed and pretty much burned the shed, and we just ran off and didn't say anything.
I like the idea that this was on Thanksgiving better.
Yeah. You can blame it on like a fried turkey accident.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what happened?
Right.
Who does grandma think burned down the shed? Or she just thinks it was a...
She knows.
No, maybe not.
I don't know. We never came clean, so it's just one of those things.
You just scattered.
Spare firework coming out of the sky.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. I guess if you're committing a huge crime, don't commit a smaller crime so you get caught for your huge crime. This is my pro tip that will come out of today's story.
Okay, at a time.
Yep, one crime at a time.
I also have a pro tip.
Yep.
If you get sentenced for a crime,
yeah,
don't do it again.
Oh.
Weird.
One and done.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Colorado.
Let's go!
So proud.
Do you think maybe that he's listening?
Maybe. I don't know which town. It just says in Colorado.
Okay, Colorado. Okay, yeah. Colorado, dude. This is about you.
Congratulations. You made it onto the Slacker Show.
Sweet.
He was arrested previously. And was...
Oh, wait. I told these guys they had to do the sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. It's in Colorado, idiot.
Well, we don't know what city.
There's no cities that do Mino.
Do they not?
Not here.
European.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Anyways, he was arrested before. He tried to escape, failed, whatever. Got out.
Oh, my God.
The pitter patter.
He was running.
Okay. He was running.
He was then arrested again. And instead of just being patient for just 2 more days, he decided to try to break free again.
I don't know if you can hear what she's doing, but...
It's him running away.
Yeah, no, it's him running away.
Right.
Okay. He was on the loose for 35 minutes.
Wait, he had 2 days left?
He had 2 days left of his time
what?
In jail.
Don't call him dumb. He's from Colorado.
All right, that's our Colorado sound effect.
Yep. All right. They found him. He's back in jail. Mm. No word on another escape.
Okay, well, if you're one of the prisoners that are with him and you happen to have a cell phone in your bum,
yes.
Remove that. and text us 303-222-5423. We'll give you a shout out for whatever prison he's at.
Yeah.
My story is not from Colorado. Mm. It's from Florida! A dude broke into a house. Tiak, you wanna give it a whirl? Nice.
Good job.
Nice one, Hack.
That was a real
That sounded exactly
sound
like it.
Effect.
Broke into a house with a tree branch. Oh, did I mention first he took all of his clothes off?
As you should.
Yep. Broke into the house. The homeowners hid in another bedroom and called the police.
What did he want?
There we go. we don't know what he wanted. He tried to escape. Police were able to capture him.
He's running.
They got him, and they were going to bust him for breaking and entering, but they busted him in his house where he had 3 guns, 85,000 in currency, 22 pounds of psilocybin, 12 marijuana plants, 3 pounds of processed marijuana, edibles, ketamine, you name it, he had it. So instead of going to jail for a tiny little naked breaking and entering.
With a tree branch, though.
I know what this looks like. Hear me out.
It's not. All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find. This is where there's one more sound effect.
And we go.
better. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.